This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
Well, cotton futures went triple digit to the downside on Friday, losing between 200 and 250 points. For July, it completed the week's trade 7.23 cents below the previous Friday's close. Now, what else happened in the cotton market last week? Well, consumer prices were higher than expected. They were up 0.8 of a point from March and 4.2% from April of last year. Producer prices released on Thursday were right in line with the jump in consumer prices. And while last week's disappointing jobs report appeared to give the Federal Reserve some cover to keep up asset purchases and accommodative interest rates, the inflation data was a strong counterpoint, and that inflation weighing on the market. And just after the CPI figures came out on Wednesday, commodity traders also had to look at the release of the World Ag Supply Demand Estimates report, the May WASDE. It gave the first look at expectations for the balance sheet. And notable U.S. revisions included reducing the cotton crop by 90,000 bales and lifting exports, consistent with the high level of U.S. export commitments so far this year. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.